I'm glad to see it's still used a lot. Somebody wants to something, he's got a big piece of furniture and it's in the way, and he says, I sure like to get, you know, this,
get rid of that.
You know, if I hear again and again, I'd like to get shut of that.
Oh yeah, get shut of that. That's right. Yes, that's a term that's been used. I'd like to get shut of that.
How would you describe, you'd use this black axle grease and get it all over your hands, and your mother would say, now look, your hands are all...
Oh, greasy.
Just greasy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took a load of wood to town, or a load of anything to town, how would you say I'm...
A rank of wood, is that what you're getting in terms of? I'm hauling a rank of wood.
Uh-huh.
I think rank was used more than cord.
That would be about the same.
Oh, wouldn't it?
A little different than the cord of wood and the rank of wood.
But most people expressed it in rank of
rank,
wood, didn't
they? Mm-hmm. Most of what they cut ranks of wood, and they cut cords of I don't know. Fire engine wood or sawmill or. Sawmill wood, they call it
cord
wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the expression quite a bit. Bonnie, it's your job to get out John and rank up that stove wood.
Rank it up.
Rank it up.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would set the post at the end down here. And then it was my job and my sister's to get out there and rank that up in a right nice little rank from post to post in mm-hmm. here.
Now that would be less than a cord or more? Or
the rank is of any kind of wood is 4 foot high and 8 foot long is a rank. And a cord of wood is 4 foot and 8 foot, but it's 4 foot long.
Rank, the wood's about this long. And a cord, it would be about this long.
4 foot.
Now that's new to me. In my childhood, a cord of wood was 4 by 8, but the cord was, in fact, it was called cord wood.
Well,
and then
we always call cord wood a 4 foot length.
It'd be
4 foot long. The wood.
And that would be to fire boilers or something mm-hmm. like that.
But it's still 8 foot long and 4 foot high. It'd be 4 foot wood, but of course, just a rack of wood would be like 16-inch wood or 18-inch wood, like a stove or
another interesting difference. Do you remember the first car you got?
Oh yes.
And
it was a T model.
T model.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call it a car or a machine?
Car.
Car, and. What do you call the rubber thing that went inside the tire?
The inner tube.
The inner tube. And do you remember anything about the oil and gas? Where did you get it?
We had a filling station. It wasn't called a service station, called a filling station.
Mm-hmm.
And now where did the gas go in? I can't remember
that.
Yes, it was under the seat.
Under the seat.
You had to get out of the car and raise up the seat, and the tank was under the seat.
Uh-huh. And how about, do you remember anything about getting it greased or anything?
No, I don't remember.
Changing the...
Mm-hmm. He does, because he grew up in the car, I think.
You checked the oil, the place under the transmission down here on the bottom of it. We had a great long rod about that long. That you kneel down and turn them, it's just a cock you turn, and the oil dripped out of it. You had plenty of oil in it.
I see.
And you turn it back off then.
I see.
So you can check the oil out.